This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Say so much help.
No, it is.
Yeah, right. I'm cool. Good day, Virgin.
What? I'm just at a loss of words. Simon and Garfunkel are just absolutely so incredibly iconic and just so great with their words and the way they paint the imagery with the lyrics and just then the beat and the melody. And, like, let's just more of that, please.
Oh, okay. Help yourself.
Did you think I was at a loss of words in a bad way?
No. I think it's fabuloso to know who you are under the circumstances. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. History will record this as the longest-running syndicated radio program in the history of radio. And that's my goal. We're getting pretty close to it, actually, under the circumstances. Arthur Godfrey was on for a long time. Let's see. Limbaugh and I started at the same time. There were other shows. Some of the earlier shows that were the dramas that were on for quite a long time as well. Anyway, so here we are trying to help you do a better job of being you on any given day. There's the digital world is eliminating pen and paper. So why is it I'm one of these people who sends checks in the mail? I use pens. I use a green. I use green ink on my checks because green is prosperity. People think I'm very funny about stuff like that. Get Jennifer going sometime on that, Jay. The green.
I still remember when I had to go dumpster diving for my check one day.
Oh, right. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it was because you put it in an envelope and then you used that envelope as the label on a box you were sending me. I had no idea that that was a paycheck and an envelope on the label, and fortunately, the garbage had not gone yet.
Right.
And I hopped on in.
All right. Jump in. Well, there's a new study that has investigated our neural networks, that is your brain, and what happens during handwriting, what happens when you type write, what happens when you use, when you just talk into a device, showing the connectivity between different brain regions. And apparently it's more elaborate when you use your hand to form letters. Now, this is not some old guy saying, what happened to the writing? No, this is a study of your brain and the connectivity which you need. It's crucial to your memory, crucial to building and encoding in your brain. As you get older, you need to have this in order to keep yourself from getting dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff. You need to be able to connect the dots literally and figuratively. So these digital devices that are around that I'm always grousing about that have replaced pen and paper, there's a whole, like 10, 11 years, I'll go to James. James Collins is in our main studio in Dallas. When you were in elementary school, were you taught to write, or did you print, or at that point, maybe not even in elementary school, junior high school, whenever, or did you use just the devices? Because a lot of school systems, every child has an iPad.
In elementary school, we were I was young enough at that time where we didn't have the technology, iPads, computers, or any. I think we had one computer in the classroom. No, we learned how to write, print. We even learned cursive at a young age. Now, did we ever use it in our regular scholastics? No. They never really asked us to use cursive at all, unless we're signing our name.
So you submitted papers that were due using the device to print it out, and did you take tests on it as well?
Yeah. I would say that stopped right around... Maybe sophomore year. That's when we started to get like Chromebook laptops in all of our in all of our classrooms, and we would do some tests on. Now that we still did stuff on paper, but there was a lot online for sure. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, now the kids get their own laptop and it's sent home with them for work, and then they have to submit things by a certain time. We had computers when I was even in elementary school. They've been around for a long time.
I do just remember that we did get iPads. That's what it was. We got iPads our freshman year, and we were like the test dummies to see if like kids could have iPads.
Emphasis on dummies.
Well, I mean, they didn't do it again after us. So
there you go.
Yeah. These people that are supposed to be educators are supposed to be doing what's good for your brain. This study clearly shows, and this is an international study, not just done here in America, schools and universities all around the world participated. This is something hundreds of thousands of people participated in this thing. The researchers collected data from university students who were repeatedly prompted to write or type a word that appeared on a screen. When they wrote it, they used a digital pen to write in cursive on a touchscreen. But guess what? They didn't know how to do it. This is amazing. And yet, we all think, well, it's easier. Well, it may be easier, but it depends on what you want to do with your brain and your life. Easy doesn't mean that it's the best. It's just easy. And it makes your brain lazy. And so under the circumstances, if you want to have a lazy brain, you know, we were talking, there's a big deal about what people are making these days and what their skill set is and what's the median income, what's average pay and all of this sort of thing. And why can't I do this? Because this guy over there is doing it. Well, the guy over there probably has, if he's, you know, the coefficient of you in terms of brain cells, he may have developed them differently and better. And this, the reason I'm glomming onto this thing and sticking with it for a few minutes, is it's not a lecture, supposedly. I hope it doesn't sound like that. It just is something, I'm crying in the wilderness here. I have for a long time, I taught middle school English and speech back in the late 60s and the early 70s. One of the best experiences of my life. I think everybody ought to teach for a while because they learn a lot about themselves as well as teaching youngsters. I still have people that come back to me today that want to remember, even though they didn't like me. They didn't much like me when they had me as a student. They were pretty happy about what I insisted that they learn. And so the brain that you have is the only one you're going to have. They haven't figured out how to transplant a brain from one person to another
like
yet.
Like anybody else's.
No. There's no different. There's no similar. It's like DNA personified in your brain. So the electrical conductivity in the brain is filled with small sensors. Imagine your head is a net and it collects things. And so what this is to the bottom line here of this study, the findings suggest that visual and movement information that you get through precisely controlled hand movements when you use a pen contribute more extensively to your brain's patterns and to learning and keeping your brain active than anything else you can do. And so this is a red flag, frankly. There's the touchscreen stuff that we all use, our iPads and our iPhones and I've got three computers in front of me here, and I have a keyboard, all of that stuff. I'm still somebody who writes prolifically. I write notes to myself. I don't have a calendar in my iPad. People look at me, what do you mean you don't have a calendar? Somebody said to me yesterday, I'll put this date in your iPad. I said, why? What do you mean you're going to put it in? You don't have a calendar? No.
Shared calendar stuff. Mm-hmm.
I have a calendar. Yeah, I have a calendar here beside me that tells me what today is and what I have to do at 10:30 this morning and noontime and 2:30 this afternoon and 6:30 tonight. It's me writing in a little block, and sometimes I would admit that my handwriting is not as neat as it might be, and I can't read my own writing. Sometimes I forget. Somebody will call me, aren't you supposed to be here at 10:30? Anyway.
Oh, that's what that said.
Yeah.
Right. The notes you write to yourself, Doug, are they in print or cursive?
Usually cursive.
I love cursive. I love cursive writing so much. And I will, sometimes I think of you, Doug, because I know you're a stickler for certain, you know, ending a sentence with a preposition or saying free versus for free, all of those things.
No.
But whenever I see something that is quote unquote written in cursive and it's not, like, that's not a cursive R, that's a normal R that's just connected to the rest of the letters, or that's not a cursive Z, that is a normal printed Z that just happens to be connected, oh, I get so annoyed, and I don't know why. It's like I just cringe at it. It's censorship.
It kills our curiosity quotient too, frankly. You need to be more curious. All right, another person in the news today, Alex Murdaugh. Remember him? He killed his wife and he killed somebody else, too. Yeah, right. He's trying to get a new murder trial, but he's been denied that. The lawyers allege jury tampering. Yeah. This guy's got a lot of money, so we can pay them to screw with the system. But I thought it was pretty clear, didn't you, during the trial, that he was guilty? Do we miss something? You're guilty.
I didn't like it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the attorneys alleged that the judge repeatedly referred to Murtaugh to the jury in ways that made him appear guilty. Okay. Well, because he was. The judge isn't supposed to weigh in on stuff like that. Sometimes I think judges do, don't you? I mean, the judges that are around, they're not perfect. And so it leaves something, you know, they have all of these dramas on TV, like 2020 and Dateline, and now TMZ is doing something with what's-his-face, you know, the Harvey Levin, to dig into the lives of people who have been murdered in Hollywood. So, anyway, that's a kind of a sticky wicket. 18 after, this is a good day.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, a rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trading conditions apply.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence having come?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this.
Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's 23 after the hour now, social media time on the Good Day program. During this portion of every hour, we focus sometimes on the trending things, the top 10 in the gossip department with personalities, etc. And then sometimes we talk about the technology, sometimes we talk about the sites themselves. For example, X has paused Taylor Swift searches as there are a lot of deep fake images that are spreading around. So they're blocking searches for Taylor Swift because there have been some pornographic deep fakes circulating online. Is this something that she would have requested or something that just seems to be decent? Something that there are a lot of, unfortunately, I shouldn't say a lot, but some really sick people. And they'll, you know, as they're allowed to express themselves in a free society. And so... There are
it just
a
seems
lot
so
of
violating,
that.
Even though you know that's not your own body, but that it's out there. It just seems so violating. And not much unlike when there was that big celebrity phone hacking, device hacking, what was it, a decade and a half ago, when some of the celebrities had nudes on their phones and their devices, and they were hacked, and all of those pictures went out across the Internet. People could access them, they could see them, and a lot of them had to fight to have it taken down.
Yeah, that's sick. It is. It's just sick. And everybody, there isn't a day goes by. Where is there in any public discourse a circumstance where Taylor Swift's name doesn't come up in some way, shape, or form? So I suppose it's only natural that somebody start deep fake stuff, trying to use X-rayed material on X.
Been going on. Yeah, this has been going on. Yeah. She's just, you know, such a, probably one of the biggest celebrities on planet Earth, and she's especially everywhere right now, and has been, and so she's an easy target. But you think about all of the other celebrities, and not even celebrities, this is a big thing with pedophiles who are using, this is why people should not, one of the many reasons why people should not post their children on social media, because somebody can just take the face and create deep fakes of images, and it's so disgusting and heartbreaking, and this is a reality of the world. And AI
so you think I should stop
is what
posting,
is giving people to help doing this.
Should I stop posting pictures of my grandchildren? Do you think? Is not, you know, I do it because I think people are interested in seeing some of the sweetness.
Yeah, because there are good people. There are good people in the world. And unfortunately, the scumbags ruin it for everyone else. I don't post photos of my son. And if I do, you can't see his face. Even on his own account, his own Instagram account, which is private to connect with family members, you still can't even see his face.
I just love to have people see the warmth in the faces of those two kids.
Because when you love someone so much, you want to share them with other people you love.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they're both such special kids. Anyway, the AI-generated stuff here, going back to Taylor Swift a little bit, or the others that you're talking about, there's a firm called Deep Trace Labs showing images that were weaponized against people like Taylor Swift. So they're using, this is the beginning of the AI world, using it for deep fake stuff. And so one wonders what will happen during the political season this year in that same realm, in that same focus. I noticed you posted yesterday a question about whether or not if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. were on the ticket with Donald Trump, which is the rumor, the strongest rumor around these days, would that push you to vote for Trump? And Jeff responded as one, and this is more than pretty much what you see here. I'll vote for Trump no matter what. So it doesn't. I think there are those people who will no matter what. But there are others who might be on the fence. And I'm maybe one of them, frankly.
Yeah. No matter what. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the rumor floating around now that Joe Manchin is going to run as a third party candidate with Mitt Romney, which would be a more intriguing, for me anyway, a more intriguing ticket. So anyway, lots to...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The president of the United Auto Workers claims President Biden is a man that the working class voter can trust.
Biden has a history of serving others and serving the working class and fighting for the working class, standing with the working class.
UAW President Sean Fain issued the remarks during an interview with CBS News on Sunday. Fain announced the UAW's endorsement of the Biden campaign last week. It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assured that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. The Mona Lisa is reportedly left undamaged. That after a group in France demonstrating food insecurity through soup at the iconic painting last weekend in a show of protest. The glass case covering the painting protected it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay, join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, my name is Ram Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
Into another half hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Welcome in to our conversation, our discussion of the issues of the day, the things that matter. One of the things in our social media segment, we were talking about the we have a question online. Basically, it has to do with Robert F. Kennedy being added to the Trump ticket, and the response has been interesting in that, as Jay said, and maybe I'm not sure which is a result of what. I know that I don't like to talk much about politics here because it is on people's minds, or at least I think it is, because we're on a lot of radio stations that mostly do right-of-center talk conversation, the syndicated shows that go, you know, to the right of center. And as the day goes on, those shows become stiffer and stiffer, if you will. But in the morning, and I think a lot of times in this program, although it airs all around the clock, all around the world, frankly, hear us in Pago Pago and Guam as the new day begins. It just seems to me that when you cut a niche out and people are coming to you because this is what they think you stand for, it's like buying a product. You are used to driving a Buick, so you want to stay with Buicks because you're used to them. You like them. I drive the same brand of truck that I've always pretty much driven and the same brand of car that I've always driven because I like them, and I'm used to them. And so that goes, I think, as well for most, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream or what's your favorite meal? Your favorite radio program is going to reflect how you think. And I make no bones about the fact that I don't want this to be a political program. Do I feel like I have to talk about the Republicans every once in a while and things like the impeachment of Mayorkas? Yeah, once in a while, but not, you know, over the top.
Yeah.
So when I mentioned Mitt Romney and Manchin, people are horrified because how dare you, like I'm supposed to adhere to some rule because other people on the station are Trumpers. Sorry, it doesn't work that way. At least it doesn't work that way here. And so the point I'm trying to make is that the poll isn't really bringing the responses because people, Jay, feels that when she hears from folks, they're not really that politically, they're astute and politically tuned in, but they don't want to hear us talk. But people want to, more often than not, what people will say to me is, I love you when you talk about the farm and the cows.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that all the time, but I certainly can tell you about how great it is to hug a cow. There's a posted, matter of fact, on the Good Day, on the Good Day Facebook page, hugging a cow is like hugging the biggest puppy in the world. And take it from me, if you've never done it, it is. They're the most wonderful beings. They really are. Also posted, this is kind of funny, somebody thought that we ought to talk about or focus on clutter in your house. This sounds more like a Tom Kreitler discussion than a Good Day discussion, but what do you do with your clothes is the question. And if you like it, do you keep it? I just was going through some of the things that I have in California, some of the things that I have here. Megan was laughing, my daughter, because she saw me wearing a shirt last week that she remembered me wearing when she was in college.
Oh, really? Hey, yeah. if it's not right. Broke, don't fix it.
It's an old Gap shirt that I've had. It's a red, white, and blue kind of a striped shirt. I like it, and so I wear it. And then I found another shirt that I've always liked. The collar is frayed and makes me look kind of like nobody cares about me, but I like the shirt, so I don't throw it away. There are some things. I actually have been going through the closet and throwing things, not throwing them away, donating them. Don't throw the stuff away. Somebody someplace can use the old shoes, they can use the old pants, they can use whatever it is. If you clean it, don't throw the stuff into the donation box dirty. That's not good, it's not fair. It's just wash it and then put
yeah.
it in there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you'll feel good about that. Sometimes you just feel good. I was just saying how I felt in those shirts. I feel good wearing some of that stuff. And people have teased me for years about my corduroy pants. I feel great in the wintertime wearing corduroy pants. And I just like them. And
there's nothing wrong with it. Mm-hmm.
No, not at all. I wear them. If you like it and you wear it, that's it. That's the style. Don't be so worried. My son's wife is a stylist. That's how she makes her living. Helping people set up their homes, helping people, you know, wear the right clothing, that sort of thing, and that's cool. And then she takes the clothing and she donates it. Whatever they don't want, she takes to make sure that it goes to someplace good, that it has some value to somebody else. And that's kind of the message here, I guess, as much as anything else. Be comfortable in your own skin. Don't let people tell you that you're out of style or out of date or whatever it is. Nope.
Well, confidence looks better than any outfit ever will. If you've ever noticed somebody wearing something and you're like, oh, I really like their outfit and I like how they look in it, typically you like the confidence in which they are carrying themselves over the outfit itself. And then it's like, well, I tried this outfit on and it doesn't look the same with me because you don't feel comfortable in it. So if you're uncomfortable, you will not be confident.
There you go. Bing, bang, boom. One and one still makes two. All right, here's something that troubled me when I saw it at first. In a South Carolina town, the mayor died in a car crash. Apparently, this fellow, his name was Tony Junius, was very popular, 48 years old. The story, however, how do I best describe this? It frustrates me when I see this guy, who is the first black mayor of this town. That's the headline. Not that he was killed in a car crash, but the fact that he was the first black mayor. When are we going to grow up?
He was history making.
Yeah, well, I understand that, but you know what I'm saying.
Why did it take so long for there to be a first black mayor?
Did he get elected because he was black? Did he get elected because he was
the best for the job? He was very beloved for the job. Yeah, this town is devastated over this loss.
In this case,
very beloved.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. So anyway, I don't know what the situation. Did you get anything about why the crash happened? It was a head-on, I think, wasn't it?
They're still investigating it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's a sad reality. Speaking of sad reality, this is something that really is. Man, oh man, think about this for a second. Good God. A boy in Kentucky, 2 years old, shot and killed by his 3-year-old brother. Huh? Somebody said, wait a minute, what did he just say? A 2-year-old boy was shot by his 3-year-old brother and is dead. So now the parents are facing charges, as well they should. How does a 3-year-old get a hold of a gun? He doesn't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing with it, and the other kid is there. And so he pulls the trigger, there's ammunition in the gun, and he shoots it. And the guy who owned the gun, apparently he's a dirtbag, or the woman, I don't know whether there's women or men,
you don't even need to do training or carry a permit or anything like that to have a gun, which means that there is no training in how to properly store the gun. And we are hearing more and more of these stories because a gun was not properly stored, or they think they put it high enough that a child couldn't reach it. Well, 3-year-olds are very capable. They can climb. I'm pretty sure they teleport sometimes. You need to keep your eye on them at all times, and unfortunately you can't. And this is devastating because these are parents, and I think about the mother, that, yes, they should. I agree that they should be charged. They should face charges on this, when this is negligent and all of that, and the child is that. But they essentially just lost both of their children in this
through their own negligence
situation.
Through their own stupidity, through their own inaction, ignorance, whatever you want to call it.
A 2-year-old lost his life. And the 3-year-old, even though they may not, this may be a core memory for them. They may remember this, they may not, but they will always carry the knowledge of what happened. And who knows
somebody's going to tell them what
that poor child is going to deal with.
Yep. Yeah. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, here's another one of these things. When you hear it, you say, huh? A plane crashed into a New Hampshire neighborhood. The pilot survived, and the only reason that other people weren't killed is because he had his wits about him, and he was able to control the plane. This is a very thickly settled neighborhood, and he missed the homes. How in the world he missed it, when you look at the pictures that's in the Boston papers today, missing the homes that are in this neighborhood. Nobody's identified the man yet. He was the only person in the plane. This is Londonderry, New Hampshire. This is something that you just think to yourself, good God. Only, but for the grace of God, did he not plow into somebody's house. That's it. God, I believe very strongly in a higher power. I don't care much about organized commercial industrial religion, but I will tell you, there's a power far greater than we are. and who knows how it gets the energy or how things happen, but this is divine. In my mind, anyway, again, this is a thickly settled neighborhood. This guy could have crashed into four different houses, and he didn't. He's in a Beechcraft 99 cargo plane.
He
was. Yeah, and he wasn't. Right, so there you go. I don't know, just the world is a fabulous place. It just is. And that's what makes doing, that's why I look forward every day to doing this radio program, because there's so many fascinating things that are out there that are good, not so good, interesting, not so interesting, but, you know, it's there. Remember the other day we were talking about what was going on Mars with that helicopter and the fact that the thing that knocks everybody's socks off is that here's this helicopter that's doing reconnaissance work, mostly on the planet, and there's a camera that was on a previously landed some kind of like a lunar device, and the camera takes can see the helicopter, and they can control the movements of the helicopter. Only takes 8 seconds when they're in the Jet Propulsion Laboratory looking at the camera of this helicopter on Mars, and they tell it what to do, and 8 seconds later, it does it. And you can see it on the video. It's flabbergasting. Anyway, so the next thing, there's a design for a vertical takeoff airplane that has received some advanced funding from our friends at NASA. This is on the NASA website today. The aim of having it ready to fly on Mars in the next 6 years, flying a plane on the surface of Mars in the next 6 years. It'll be solar powered. They're going to fly it up there. The wings, this is really pretty amazing, like an old Wright Flyer with solar panels. How about that for something to think about? Look out, check out the NASA website, 48 after the hour.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Ritha, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
At Progressive, we love sports and saving you money, so we bundled them together.
Top of the seventh looks like a pitching change as they've set up for a corner kick. The two black belts have entered the mat, and the slider is low and away. He heads the ball to midfield. This is quite a kumite. Here comes the roundhouse. Has it got enough gas to get out of here? Unbelievable! They've bundled their home and auto insurance with Progressive. Kick savings, pitch karate.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doctor, doctor, there is a doctor in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell, and he's here to help us in the wow factor with the information that will, if you listen carefully, you'll say, wow, I didn't know that. Jack has a couple of great websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what goes on in some of the supplement corners of the world, some great things, including what he has created himself, the Lee enzymes. They're really great, long life energy enzymes. You need to have enzymes for sure. That's something you can find at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then there's the JackStockwell.com website where you can find out what I have found out about Jack and the Nooka chiropractic business. We were just talking before going on the air about my adjustment a couple of weeks ago that Jack did on my neck because he said I was far out. And I said, how far out was I?
It was a John Denver level of far out.
Yes, it was far out. All right, so let's talk about Ozempic and how people who think it's a fabulous weight loss substance, which I guess has been successful, but it has so many side effects. It was originally designed as a weight loss drug, right? And then there are other things that, or was it designed for something else? Wasn't it designed for something else?
Well, it was designed for sugar chemistry and some gut problems. It just happened that some people who were taking it were losing weight.
Yeah.
And it's because of the GLP-1 receptors that are in Ozempic as well as
GLP.
It is a muscle triggering receptor. And semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, the other drug, because it's been shown to cause what's called gastroparesis. It's just paralysis of the stomach. Now, even though you can't feel your stomach, the same way you can't feel your heart, the same way you don't feel nerve transmission signals in the body, Your stomach, as soon as food gets in the stomach, it begins to churn. It churns slowly to start mixing the contents of the stomach with acids that are present in the stomach before it gets into the small intestine. But gastroparesis is paralysis of the stomach. You can have the same paresis effect taking place in other parts of the gut. But when the stomach just sits there, instead of doing its normal processes of churning up food, this can be very life-threatening. And there's a lot of nausea, a lot of vomiting, a lot of severe pain as this stuff starts to build up in the stomach, and you lose your sense of hunger. That was one of the ways that weight loss was taking place. Because when your stomach is full and it won't empty, you don't have a sense of hunger. So there's a certain level of starvation that's taking place. People started losing weight. And, of course, the magic bullet crowd out there that's always looking for some way to get around Mother Nature were the ones who were having these life-threatening bowel injuries and permanent vomiting. Because the body wants to get rid of it. It can't get it into the small intestine because of the paralysis. And because of the paralysis, it has a hard time vomiting it out. But
so is that why the diarrhea comes out from either end then?
Yes, the body's attempts to try to deal with a toxic buildup. So some of them are having life-threatening bowel injuries. Some of them are having diarrhea. And they've been told you probably will have diarrhea the rest of your life. You'll never have another solid bowel again. And so there are 40 cases now have been filed in federal courts across the country. You know, and this is, and so when my patients ask me this, I say, come on. That's one of the reasons why I put out long life energy enzymes to help digest this stuff, to help the whole digestive system take place in a much more efficient manner.
Is it really true it causes gum problems and tooth loss? Is that really true?
Yes. One woman started vomiting so severely that she lost her teeth. They actually fell out of her mouth.
Good God.
Yeah. When you play around with Mother Nature, there's usually hell to pay. And in this case, I mean, I remember a few months ago, I must have had been asked the question at least twice a day. Dr. Jack, should I get on Ozempic in order for weight loss? And I'm just sitting there thinking there's going to be hell to pay for this. This is finally going to catch up, and now it's catching up.
So why doesn't the government, the FDA, yank it?
That's funny. Why don't they yank a half a dozen other drugs that are extremely dangerous? Yeah. You know, well,
you want to lose weight? Then go to toploss.com and use the Calitrin is the way to lose weight.
A good start. That would be a heck of a good start, is to go talk to Toploss.
Right, exactly. Yeah. All right, got it. Thank you, Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. And so if you're listening to this part of the program, listen to the whole show every weekend around the country. Good day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.